Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Welcome to a special Test Match Preview podcast. This is the Rush Hour with MG, and we are having a look at Australia taking on New Zealand Friday, the 25th of October, Wind Stadium, Wollongong. A couple of games in the lead-up. You've got the Junior Kangaroos taking on France. You've got the Gillaroos taking on the Kiwi Ferns. And then this one at 8:10pm kickoff, Australia taking on New Zealand. Set to be a cracking match, MG.
Yeah, this is when it gets special. This is when the heartstrings are pulled, when you're pulling on your nation's jersey and the coat of arms is over your chest as you're listening to your national anthem. Mm. And that's really special. You know, obviously playing Origin, playing in grand finals is probably tougher. Tougher type of game, but playing for your country is just something that every young kid and young girl and boy aspire to when they're older, to play for their country. And this is going to have plenty of passion, this game tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. The teams are in. MG, what I want to do is your classic paper test, where you run down the lines and you give a tick based on the players in their respective positions for both teams.
Okay.
So let's start it off. At fullback, you got James Tedesco for the Kangaroos going up against Roger Tuivasa-Sheck.
Look,
it's an easy one for you.
These two blokes are in the top five players in the world.
Mm.
Let's be frank. And Tuivasa-Sheck got the Dally M last year, but James Tedesco
got the Dally M this year.
Dally M this year, and his form has just been unbelievable. So I've got to give a tick to Tedesco.
That's a tough split. All right, the wings, Adokar versus Ken Mamalo. Amazingly, this is Josh Adokar's Australian debut.
Yeah, and
I can't believe that.
Look, the Fox didn't finish the year off the way I think he would like to. You know, the drop ball against the Raiders and a couple of other things didn't go his way. Mm. He scored a great try against Parramatta. But apart from that, it was quiet. And Ken Mamalo is the winger of the year.
Dalian winger of the year.
So I'm going to give Ken the tick.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. On the other wing, we've got Nick Kotrick making his debut as well, going up against Jermaine Asako.
Kotrick just. Mm. Asako's a solid player. He might be their goal kicker, or him or Johnson, but... Mm. Asako won't let you down. That's the thing. And I think, but Kotrick's just a wrecking ball.
All right, let's go back into the centres. Latrell Mitchell versus CNK, Charles Nicholl Klokstad.
Oh, wow. Latrell, usually a fullback Klokstad. He had a breakout year for the Raiders. And I think we're going to be talking about this kid for a long time to come. But at the moment, Latrell Mitchell is in another league.
And then look at this matchup. Whiten Manu.
Oh, I've got to go Manu.
You have to.
In the centres, yeah.
Although...
Like Whiten's
Jack White was a Clive Churchill medalist.
Yeah, I know that. But Joseph Manu, my goodness, I think he's the best centre in the world at the moment.
Jack Whiten did win the Clive Churchill medal playing at 5'8".
That's true.
Yeah, so that's out true. Of position, that's fair enough. So, okay, let's move into the halves. At the moment, it's 3-2 Australia. Cam Munster v Sean Johnson at 5'8". What about this for a
matchup?
Yeah,
I've got to go Munster.
Mm.
Just, look, I don't know why. Sean Johnson didn't show me enough towards the end of the season when Sharks really needed him. And same with the Fox. Cam Munster had a quiet end to the season and kind of went out with a bit of a whimper. So,
yeah.
But Munster gets a tick, yeah.
And then at halfback, DCE and Benji Marshall, the skipper.
Yeah, well done to Benji for breaking Wiz Freeman's record of 19 tests as a captain. He will now captain his country for the 20th time, I believe. And that's a fantastic achievement from Benji Marshall, but I give the points in this one just to DCE.
Mm. The way he led that Seagulls team in the back half of the year was outstanding. All right, so at the end of the backs and MG's paper test, it's 5-2 in favour of the Kangaroos. Let's move into the forwards. Josh Papali, Lee Sinamau.
Papa's the form front rower for mine of the competition.
At this point, at time of recording, he has passed his fitness test, incurred a rib injury in the grand final. He sat out most of the training in the lead-up, but he has been cleared to play today.
Yeah, he had an MRI of his sternum, which is where he's getting the most pain, that showed there was no crack. So he's as long as he can put up with the pain and knows that it's not going to injure himself anymore, he'll be right to play.
Got it. If Josh Papali's hurting his sternum the way he plays, you can only think what the people he runs into are going through.
You're not wrong. Wow.
All right. also in the front row, Dave Clemmer and Jared Waria Hargraves.
I'm going to go Hargraves in this one.
Mm.
He changed that grand final when he's some of his bursts, and they needed him for the grand final. He was their inspirational leader in more ways than one, and he's in really good form. And you know, been linked to Penrith as a Penrith man, I would love to see him at the foot of the mountains. Don't know if it'll happen or not, but yeah, he's in good form.
The hookers, Brandon Smith and Damien Cook.
Love both the way look. I love both these players and the way they play. Brandon Smith for different reasons, but Damien Cook, I think, out of the two of them, is a better hooker.
Yeah. All right. Let's move into the second row. Boyd Cordner, the captain for the Kangaroos, and Britt Nakora.
Britt Nakora is another one, a rookie of the year class, coming from nowhere, and basically starred and played nearly every game, I think, for the Sharkies this year in the back row, which is no mean feat, and was one of their better performers. But I give it to the New South Wales skipper, Boyd Cordner.
Boyd Cordner, just want to stop down here for a moment.
Is he the captain of Australia as well?
He is.
Oh, well, there you go. I'll give it to the Australian skipper.
What's Boyd Cordner at the moment? 27, 28?
He'd be around 28.
I'm just looking it up as we on the fly here. Boyd Cordner is 27 years of age. He'll be 28 next year.
Wow.
He will go down. His CV is fast becoming one of the great captaincy CVs in the history of rugby league.
He's
a two-time premiership captain, which very few people are.
Yep.
He is a two-time State of Origin captain.
Yep.
And now he's the captain of the Kangaroos.
Fantastic.
At 27 years of age.
Yeah, it's fantastic. He's look, what I've had to do with Boyd Cordner, he's one of them guys who was a bit of a teen prodigy.
Yes.
He came along, played first grade at a young age, and that's why he's been around for so long. You would say he's 27. I went, my goodness, he's early. He's got to be early 30s. But he's one of them leaders that inspire with his actions.
Mm.
And it's do as I do and as I say, but mainly as I do.
Yeah. Well, and he didn't really have to. I mean, he had a solid season. He had a few injuries throughout the year. But that game against the Melbourne Storm, I think it was, in the qualifying final, was his best game for the year.
His final series was epic. It really was. Mm. In more ways than one. He just when you think he might have a little niggling injury or something and he's not going to be right for the next game, he comes out and just powers. I love watching him play.
Yeah, all right. Tyson Frizzell, Kenny Bromwich.
On form, I'm going to give Kenny Bromwich the nod.
Mm.
Tyson's been in good form, but Kenny Bromwich, I think, has been in better.
Yeah, Tyson's probably a victim of his club.
I think
there.
So. Systematic of that, yep.
Yeah, so, all right, give him the nod there. And lastly, Jake Trbojevic, Adam Blair.
Jakey Turbo. Where Adam Blair, he puts that Kiwi jersey on, he goes next level, so he's going to be a danger tonight for the Australian team. He's one to watch.
All right, that's 4-2. In favour of the Kangaroos as far as the forwards go. Let's do the benches as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
For the Kangaroos, you've got Ben Hunt, Payne Haas, Paul Vaughan and Wade Graham. And for the Kiwis, Jerome Hughes, Zane Tedovano, Hamlin Ueli and Harawira Naira.
I love the fact that there are three debutants on that bench for all the Kiwis. Two for Australia in Payne Haas and Paul Vaughan. Tedovano, Hamlin Ueli and Harawira Naira for the Kiwis. Disappointed that Cam Murray didn't get a run. I must confess. I think Ben Hunt is lucky to be there, to be honest. And I think Cam Murray was probably been in better form. I think the fact that he's more utility, I suppose, Ben Hunt, that he's on his home turf.
But what was it in the game against...
he played centre.
I was about to say,
Cam Murray
showed his utility value when Wayne Bennett...
Against the Roosters.
Yeah, was forced to throw him in at centre.
He could play anywhere.
He's a footballer.
He's a footballer.
Which you love.
He'll be the captain of this team in a few years' time.
Yeah, he's outstanding. And look, he's probably, if they decide Ben Hunt's the utility, Wade Graham has probably got the nod from Mal over Cam Murray, which is fair enough given the form Wade Graham's been.
Oh, he's been in scintillating form.
Yeah.
I would have found room for both, but I'm not going to argue with Big Mal on this. And I think if we're looking at the benches, I think that the Australian benches are a tad tougher.
All right, so if we go by your paper test, MG, Kangaroos, 5-2 in the backs, 4-2 in the forwards, and they win the interchange. So that is a comfortable 10-4 victory for the Kangaroos.
Yeah, that converts.
But we know the game's not played on paper.
And I think that converts into a 24-12 victory.
Fair enough, 24-12. What was the result in this matching fixture last year?
Kiwis won, 26-24, and that was without Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. I remember Dallin Watini-Zelezniak had a fantastic skipper's run, like a skipper's knock, and he's out with a shoulder injury, but what a replacement in RTS.
This is going to be an outstanding game. Wind Stadium, Wollongong, we're calling it right here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG yourself, Gerds, Dan Ganane with the call. Kickoff's at 8:10, but coverage will start with our show from 6 o'clock. Just looking at that Kangaroos team for a moment though, MG.
Yes.
You're starting to see the green shoots of this next generation as well. I mean, for so long it was dominated by Slater, Smith, Kronk, Thurston. And now when you see a 19-year-old kid like Payne Haas being thrown in there, Jack Whiten The Fox, I can't believe he's making his debut. Cam Munster, and even Teddy at fullback. You're starting to see what this is going to look like for the next 5 years.
Yeah, you are. And there's, you know, Cam Murray couldn't make this squad, so that's a strong squad if you've got a bloke like Cam Murray outside of your 17. And I think it's, yeah, look, and there's heat on the players for their spots, which is what you want.
Which is want.
You know, you don't want just walk-up starts. It's kind of, it creates complacency. And I think at the moment with the Kangaroos, you've got a team that basically are going to bust their ass to try and stay in it.
And when you consider that there's a couple of blokes a couple of hours early on Friday night playing for the junior Kangaroos by the name of Caelan Ponga, Angus Crichton, David Fifita, who realistically, you wouldn't have been surprised if Mal Meninga had given any of those blokes a start in this team.
Well, the thing is, I feel sorry for the poor French who they're playing, because I think this under 23, is it under 23s or just juniors?
No, this is as in the Australian team or the French team?
The Australian team.
It's the young kangaroo, so under 23s.
Okay, well, they'll put 50 on the French.
And this is my mate from the video.
Yes.
Akim Malouji, who's the 5'8 for the French national team.
Just tell him to run. Not on the field, home.
Well, for those that haven't seen the video, go and check it out on our socials, at Rush Hour Triple M.
And the Silver Ferns and the
Gillaroos and the Kiwi Ferns.
Is going to be very spiteful.
Well, it is. Because of that Nines result, because Kiwi Ferns getting one done over the Gillaroos late, Jess Sergis's year just continues to impress.
Yeah.
And Ali Brigginshaw, I mean, she is, the way she controls a game, it's Thurston-esque.
Well, she's you're not exactly the same. I think she's modelled her play on Jonathan Thurston, and she plays like him. She's just kind of slips through the line like a hot knife through butter. He just does it so
patient.
Effortlessly.
Effortlessly. Not the way you say that word.
Effortlessly?
That's it.
That's the one.
All right.
Edit point.
All right, MG. We're definitely leaving that in now. There it is. That's your Test Match Preview podcast. MG tipping a 24-12 victory by the Kangaroos over the Kiwis. Don't forget to listen to The Call right here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.